This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Rondo Rando rhymes on today's show and stupid world records. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
night. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
On the day the cartoon animal reverted to their natural state, all the kids agree was a sight to see when they peeled off the paper and they all ran free. On the day the cartoon animal reverted to their original work, they threw off their anthropomorphic ways and totally went berserk. And there was Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Boo Boo and Yogi dining in the dumpster. Well, look at old Mickey, that dirty old rat. Got a mouth full of cheese and his head in a trap. Donald's in a Chinese restaurant booth with a ginger glaze and no sailor suit. And there's Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear choking on a camper. Bugs Bunny in the laboratory testing mascara. Well, Rocky's just a roadkill squirrel surprise. Only flying being done by fly. Bullwinkle's in the woods far away from here with a radio collar and a tag in his ear. Man, Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Smokey the Bear's choking on a camper. Porky smells nicer on a spiral slicer. Goofy's sniffing out drugs at the border. Bambi's on the turnpike riding on a fender.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
The big pumpkin news coming tomorrow.
It's pumpkin.
Okay, sorry. She's a little pumpkin. It's our news pumpkin. Oh, it's geez. Christy.
I like it.
Is that actionable? Yeah, and then you called her the news pumpkin. Is that correct, sir?
Your Honor, look at how cute she is.
She's a little pumpkin.
Your Honor, look how case dismissed.
It's the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom, and Willie G is in the, what are we calling it now? We had to get rid of several names.
Was it a hot box?
How about the chamber?
chamber.
It was
no.
The chamber?
That
the
sounds
chamber.
Like he's in the gas chamber.
I think the
that's
chamber
horrible.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that no. sounds, it sounds like some kind of game show. No. Willie Griswold, comedian, is in the chamber.
I say we bring him in here and stop trying to name his room. How about that?
Well, Jake, you know what I said earlier? I think that we should get some sort of harness system to suspend me off the ceiling.
There you go.
Mission Impossible.
Yes, I'd be like 6 feet away from everybody, kind of like Tommy Lee and Motley Crue. You know, I'd be up.
Yeah, but every time you talk, your voice would sound like this because you're hanging from the ceiling.
Hey, guys, can you let me down? I need to go pee real bad. We could have him spin around like Tommy Lee to a 360.
People in the VIP.
I was funnier when I didn't strain my core. Can I get down?
Oh, we have that. Did I send you the story about the lady falling through the ceiling?
No, but I saw the video.
Oh, it's the best.
The girl was doing a TikTok video.
Yeah, I'll find it for you. Yeah. It reminds me of something famous on this
TikTok
show.
TikTok fails are amazing.
We'll get to that coming up, but I think we're going to dip our toes into the world of sports with Chick McGee.
What's Lakers, happening over there? Lakers enjoy a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals after beating the Rockets. Plenty of Rockets. For the second straight day, LeBron, LBJ, scored 36. Nobody calls him that. Rajon Rondo, fourth quarter rally, and the Lakers 112-102 win over the Rockets.
Do you suppose Rondo ever hits on a rando?
I bet Rondo hits on a rando.
Of course
or
he
has. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do have that story, by the way.
About the rando?
No, yeah. About the TikTok video.
Okay, I'm talking about Rondo hitting on a rando.
You know how I heard he picks up the randos?
How does he pick
Rondo
up a rando?
Rondo picks up the randos by flashing some hundos, is what he does.
So he flashes the hundo, a rando comes running, and then the rondo hits on the rando.
This is gold!
And he says, hey, rando, you want to hop in my...
This is the who's on first of the NBA.
Some people will say, or people are yelling at the radio to shut up right now, but not me!
Yeah.
No, Chick. I love it.
He goes, I'm Rajon Rondo. How about you look at these hundos, Rando? Hop in the Lambo.
Yeah.
That's all I got. That's
oh,
all
my
I got.
God.
And do you like Rambo? Because I got Stallone coming over.
I want to do an inventory of this joke.
Yeah. Jesus.
So we started with
Really quick. Let's be clear. It's not a joke. It's not a joke at all.
Apologize. Of this hunk o something.
Yes.
So we started off with my observation that Rondo, mm-hmm. who I have no idea who this guy is, he.
What? You know who Rajon Rondo is?
I couldn't care less.
Okay. Kind of a bad boy.
And I learned the word rando from Al Jackson.
Of course, yeah.
Which, Christy, you remember what rando is?
Yeah, it's somebody that you just pick up randomly.
Yeah, it's a hookup. Or
yeah,
it's
like,
I believe it's short for random person.
Yeah,
right, of course.
Being in the NBA.
Pussy King, Pussy King.
So we've got your rondo, your rando, and then what was next?
He was flashing some hundos.
Yeah, and then he went to his automobile, which was a
Lambo. And then Josh noted that they wanted to watch a movie, and they could watch
Rambo.
Yes. Mm,
okay.
Yeah.
Have we exhausted all of the andos?
Yes.
Oh, we no.
Because if we did this live, we could have the voice of Frank Caliendo.
Sure. Well, Caliendo does a rondo hitting on a rando in a Lambo while flashing hundos and watching Rambo.
In Rando, watching Rambo in slow-mo.
Right. And then,
oh, my God.
And Caliendo's Brando is unparalleled.
I don't know if this is funny. I don't know if it's a joke, but maybe I'm enjoying it.
Chick's face tells me it's not.
I'm way around the bend on this. Anyway, something happened last night during the Lakers game.
With Rambo?
Went over the Rockets.
Rando.
No, it happened to LeBron James. According to the internet, after his post-game interview with TNT, their dynamite, LeBron untucked his jersey and noticed a mysterious yellow stain on the bottom. LeBron then showed a stain to the monobrow, Anthony Davis, and both players shared a quick laugh before heading to the locker room.
Mustard, you think? Or pee?
I don't know. Someone tweeted. This is a...
Did he have an encounter with a rando?
It's a... This is an example.
Wait a minute. Oh, we forgot the most important one.
Maybe it was just Bonzo.
This whole thing. Wait a minute. How did we miss
Bonzo?
This?
What?
The event we were talking about before, which had Rondo and the Rando, took place in Orlando.
Yeah, okay. Of course it did.
Yeah, I was a little angry that you brought it back, but that was good, Orlando.
So sorry. How did we forget that?
Here's a typical tweet. I think LeBron peed his pants mid-game. I'm not kidding. He untucked his jersey post-game, and there was a lot of yellow. Tom, here you go.
Well, I wouldn't think that he would be that dehydrated.
I think there you go.
Is the Lakers jersey white?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That does sort of look like urine.
Yeah, it does. It looks like he peed himself.
Well.
Huh.
Remember, do you suppose that was Rondo's first rodeo with a rando?
Oh,
yeah, I do. That Rondo.
Are we we going to be doing this all morning?
I hope so.
It doesn't even rhyme. I don't even know what the game is anymore.
No. Anything that ends in O is it's
called,
okay now.
It's called poetic license.
Oh.
We like an N and O in there if possible. Maybe a D. Sorry.
We just have to hang in there until it's over. It's like this is like a tornado warning. We have to wait. And everything will be fine.
Tornado's close.
Yeah it is.
Coming up, we have a really interesting story about Italy and stealing the Sando.
Sando off of what statue?
No, Sando off the beach.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant
you're gonna
like
keep
a flip-flop.
The girl ruined it by saying beach.
Sando slang for
Sando. How did I ruin it?
No, Chrissy didn't ruin it at all. No. This has been ruined since I said hundo. This
was... Okay, but now the important thing to remember is that Rondo picked up the rando,
right.
And he was going commando.
Oh, man, who knew that?
Yeah.
So now it's just rhyming. Now the rules have changed.
Be a little more precise, I thought.
You know what?
Yeah, I thought it was more.
This took place in Orlando.
I blame you.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
You're
I'm real
better
sorry.
Than this.
I know. I got a little loose. I said hundo. I got hot, you know?
I wish somebody had written this down, because then we could do it all in one sentence.
Oh, I've got pretty much all of it.
You do?
Yeah.
You've got your Orlando?
Once in Orlando.
Right.
Rondo hit on a rando.
Wearing no underwear, so he was...
Commando.
Mm-hmm. Then he got into his automobile,
why are you inviting him into this?
While flashing hundos, he said, "Hey, Rando, want to get my Lambo? I'm watching Rambo."
Mm-hmm. So he's got a TV in his car.
Of course.
In slow-mo. Uh-huh. Don't forget slow-mo. That was mine.
And then this whole thing was narrated by comedian Frank
Caliendo.
Right.
Who then went on to do a mean Brando.
Hi.
Yeah, you're right. This isn't anything.
Exhausting.
And he told us about his upcoming date.
Now that I look at the sum of all we've done.
Yeah, when you sit back and look at it like I have, it really blows. Yeah.
They could have gone dancing.
Yeah?
They would have done a tango.
I don't know. I don't know if that fits. That goes with slow-mo and the no thanks category.
I beg your pardon.
They could have gone to, wait a minute, hang on a second.
The Miami Heat are in the NBA's
Eastern. Gone to Paris and spent some francos.
Yes.
Conference finals.
Well, I guess the Euros now. Yeah, it doesn't really work. Time.
So much.
I'm drawing a blanco.
So much for fear the deer. The Heat beat the Bucks last night, eliminating Giannis 103.
Chick's still talking.
94.
And we're listening.
Yeah.
NHL playoffs.
Oh.
Oh, what
I'm
is
not
that?
Going to tell you. That's just my
stupid world record.
Rando and the Lambo. With the
You want to revisit
Rondo
it?
And the hundo. And the
on the radio.
Rambo on the radio. And the slow-mo. Rambo on slow-mo. It's just as good as the other stuff.
I'm with you, Chick.
I went to Second City and watched Normando. Oh. That was for Willie.
Yeah, who's Normando?
It's a form of long-form improv.
An Australian woman, Dingo, stole my bubbly, has set the Guinness World Record for the fastest went around Australia by sailboat.
Really?
Adventurer and ocean sailor Lisa Blair... Who was
That's
on?
A weird man's
she's
name.
She's a badass. She's cool.
On the Facts of Life, Lisa Blair. Remember?
Really?
I remember Blair, of course.
Set out October 20th, 2018, and completed the voyage in 58 days, 2 hours, 25 minutes. The previous record, he beat that by 10 days, and it was just validated. Due to the challenging nature of her trip, Blair was only able to sleep for about 20 minutes at a time.
Oh,
man.
That's the worst. She covered a distance of 6,536 nautical miles at an average speed of 5.39 miles per hour in her 100% eco-powered boat named Climate Action Now.
Well, it's a sailboat.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with that?
Climate Action Now.
This is super cool. What a badass.
Save the clouds.
60-foot waves.
Save the clouds.
It's not
Let's
clouds.
Start that right now.
I tried to like a year or two ago.
Save
I thought
the clouds.
Yeah. People thought I was making fun of a very serious situation.
No.
She circumnavigated Australia, which, by the way, good choice. I mean, if you have to circumnavigate a continent.
Although, boy.
I mean, Antarctica would have been a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you want to go for Australia. But remember, you have to go the other way. Once you get halfway through it.
Well, of course, yeah.
Once you get halfway through, you're going back the other way, and you haven't even started yet.
But aren't those the sharkiest waters? You're scared.
Yeah, it's pretty bad there.
Yeah, but also, it's Australian rules sailing.
Which means
you do it in a pickup truck. So it's slightly different than... Okay, that's a lie. What Australian? No, this is super cool. It's a great looking boat, and by herself, and
she was down under
60-foot waves.
It's a boat. Let
sleeping
Tom
20 minutes at a time, which that taught her, Christy, how to be a mother.
Yeah,
and have a baby
in a sailboat.
I like it.
Well, she was almost killed once. Couple years ago, it's the same woman, I think, that had the mast. Remember the mast split, broken half, and so she's quite the adventurer. What a
I'm
cool
surprised
thing
you shared this story with us because none of us being sailors, yeah, we really can't relate. Yeah. Like you can.
Well, yeah, she's cool. Her by herself on a big boat like this, awesome.
I understand nobody else wanted to go with her. So
yeah, her boyfriend thought it was pretty awesome too.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead?
Why don't you do Africa next?
You know what? I'd go while you're all warmed up already. I'd go now. We're all miserable.
I can't think of any sailing terms that have an ando in them.
You could be creative license. You could say a star bow or whatever, but I figured we should all just move on.
Okay, we're gonna
I said sailbow, and I'm hurt you missed it.
I heard sailbow chick. Okay. I kind of wanted him to run out of gas, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so it's a cool thing. Good for her.
One more record, and then we'll wrap up sports.
Oh, I know. You know what happened? I forgot about this.
Oh, boy.
What happened?
Well, when she circumnavigated, because you don't get the stop. You're at sea the entire time. So she is at sea for almost 60 days at sea. And then when she finally arrives, she goes, land ho.
Yes, of course.
Yay!
Of course she does.
Land ho.
That almost works too well.
Yeah. I mean, you stuck the landing is what you did.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to have to edit that into the rando man. That's going to be kind of a tight edit there.
Christy quit.
Okay,
so when we package up the real show and send it out to people, that'll be in it, right?
Yeah, it'll go from
that's good.
Rondo
we
picking up the
out.
Rando.
Yeah.
Wait, we're
by showing the Hondo as he gets into the Lambo to watch Stallone and Rambo.
Yeah, yeah, we can't include
edited
this in
by all. Frank Caliendo, who does a great Brando.
I feel like this is the quiz they give dementia patients. You know, how many of these can you remember?
Car, tree, lawn. Yeah,
a Rondo's first rodeo. Right? Isn't that the name of the movie?
Yes. With
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Rondo. Cool name.
Rajon. Rajon Rondo.
That's a great name. Very poetic.
He sounds like a bad guy in Dick Tracy. Rajon Rondo and Flat Top.
Flat Top. Yeah. Coming up, we have, that kind of reminds me of something. We do have, we have happy birthday news, but not a birthday.
All right, so maybe something about the song. Or
yes.
Here we go.
Something about
yes.
the song.
One of the sisters died.
Yeah.
What?
Didn't two sisters write that
two
song?
Two really old
yeah,
sisters
but they've been
wrote
dead
it.
For a century, I think.
Oh, what? I didn't realize that song was that old.
Really? Wow.
Well, wasn't it finally determined that the melody for that had been around for a couple hundred years?
I don't know the history of the happy birthday song.
It's really
I'm
complicated.
Sorry.
You used to pay royalties for it. That's why all the restaurants wouldn't do happy
right.
birthday. They
that's
would
exactly
do their
right.
own. They would do their own version.
The sisters may have sampled a tune or something from somebody else.
They helped drag.
I think they wrote. I think, as I recall, they wrote dozens and dozens of songs all to that melody.
Oh.
So Merry Christmas.
You know, they also wrote "Me So Horny" by Two Live Crew. They wrote
yeah.
that. Yeah. Who knew?
That's what a great one.
Me so horny.
Oh, me so horny.
So is Rondo because he. Oh, never mind. We forgot that when Rondo picked up the rando, he was going commando.
That's right.
Are you enjoying this?
And on the radio, of course, was "Help Me, Rhonda." Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Rhonda? No. Now you're changing all the rules.
Oh, yeah. We should try it with Rajon Rhonda.
Oh,
his sister.
If Godwin were here, if he were here, I would make him go right the version of this to "Help Me, Rhonda."
Right now he's stabbing a sewing needle into his ear.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to come in.
No, nope, ear still hurts.
At this point, I don't blame him.
All right.
This is technically a world record, I guess.
Stupid world record.
A Bulgarian poker player, and we have him here with us this morning.
That's right.
Hello, Stoyan Mandanjev.
I'm happy to be here with you.
He has earned the largest prize in online poker history. He won the World Series of Poker Saturday night. Stoyan, congratulations, first of all.
Smoke yes. that in your pipe.
He took home $3.9 million in the event, hosted on GGPoker.com after the pandemic postponed the traditional World Series of
I rich. Poker. I purchase many turnip.
What's your name again? Stoyan.
Please.
You just won $3.9 million American dollars.
Yes.
Now, is that enough to purchase the entire country of Bulgaria?
I am in negotiations.
Okay. Okay, good. Where is Bulgaria, may I ask?
Just south of Antarctica.
That's right.
Well, what is it?
That's right.
Yes. Or is it just north?
Don't you mean? Don't you mean north?
It depends on
where you are.
No. Yes.
No. Right. No, it doesn't.
On where you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.